As the legislature enters its final days, the budget is the main concern. Alaska faces a multi-billion dollar revenue shortfall, and even expenditures that have been considered sacrosanct are now seeing reductions. The cuts to education are among the most controversial. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez joins us to discuss them. Hello, Alexandra. So right now, just lay things out. What are most of the cuts?
Arguably the most contentious cut we've seen so far is a reduction to the base student allocation. That's the money that a school gets for each child enrolled. That formula fund has been flat for years, and the legislature raised it as part of a major package that tweaked a number of different education policies, in addition to giving more money to schools. Last week, the Senate reduced that money by $50 million, and that's made a lot of people both inside and outside of the Capitol unhappy. The House Speaker has already said that members of his caucus are going to have a hard time accepting that.
Tell us a bit more about the public response.
That budget cut was made at the last possible step in the committee process, so the public never got a chance to testify in person or by phone on the matter. Legislators have said their inboxes have been flooded with complaints about the cuts. The group Great Alaska Schools, which is basically a grassroots education advocacy group that became very well known in the Capitol last session, they've also reactivated. They're holding a rally outside the building on Saturday, and they've been paying visits to legislators this week.
And they've also been rallying here in Anchorage. So is the legislature planning to spend much money on school construction?
So at $150 million, the capital budget that Governor Bill Walker sent to the legislature was pretty bare bones. There wasn't really a lot in there for school construction or renovation compared to previous years. The only new school project that really stood out was money for the Kivalina School, which the state is legally obligated to cover because of a long-fought education lawsuit known as the Casile case. That case dealt with funding disparities between urban and rural schools. This week, the Senate Finance Committee briefly removed money for that project and the road required to build it. Kivalina is experiencing serious erosion and has actually sued oil companies over the village's destruction. Because the village is expected to disappear in the near future, the current plan is to build a school outside the community, along with a road to it. And this is the hang-up for the Senate Finance Committee. While they added the money back in for the school itself, most members did not believe the road funding was required for the state to meet its legal obligation, even though you can't exactly build a school if you don't have a road to get to it. After a day of back and forth on the subject, the committee met just before 9 p.m. on Thursday night to take up amendments. The senator who represents the district, Donnie Olson, a Democrat, tried to get the money back in, but he was unsuccessful.
Should we expect to see any of the money put back into the budget?
A number of senators have already explicitly said that. Even if people don't necessarily like education being used as a bargaining chip, some lawmakers, you know, have really stressed that they just don't like making reductions to education and their school systems in the first place. And, you know, with voters, it's a really politically unpopular place to trim the budget. But having a baseline for cuts in there gives the Senate some leverage with the House in trying to get some of their own priorities through.
Thanks for joining us, Alexandra. That was APRN's Capitol correspondent, Alexandra Gutierrez, joining us from Juneau.